Eileen McEnany is the Assistant Director for Acute Child Health at the South Eastern Trust. Morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's going on here?
Stephen, this is an issue that the paediatric service within the South Eastern Trust and indeed the regional bodies are currently very focused on. Within the South Eastern Trust, we have 25% of our children and young people on insulin pump therapy, and that is the second highest level within the region in all of the trust.
Yeah, but Eileen, come on now.
The issue for us, Stephen, is that we have the lowest level of paediatric diabetic nurse specialists within the region.
Why?
This is a historic issue. Oh. It's an issue that we are talking to the Commissioner about daily.
But meanwhile, while you're talking about it daily, and meanwhile, while you're telling me you're focused on it, there's a child who you've heard.
Yeah.
He's a member of our community. He's got as many rights as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this pump's sitting in a cupboard somewhere and you can't provide the service to sort his life out,
to improve
his life.
It's very important.
He's trying to improve his GCSEs. He's trying to do his GCSEs. And to be fair to the Health Minister, Edwin Poots has spent £2.5 million buying 1,100 of these pumps. And it's only in Northern Ireland that we could spend that amount of money and the pumps sit in a cupboard.
It has to be recognised that the Minister and the Commissioner and the Public Health Agency have invested within insulin pumps. But it must be recognised that you don't hand out an insulin pump like a bit of kit to a child, a young person, and tell them to get on with it. There is significant nursing resource that is needed, particularly in the initial stages. Stephen.
But this child has been told, this Bangor family have gone through the process and have been told they should have a pump.
But Stephen,
so to say, I'm not suggesting these things are handed out willy-nilly. I'm suggesting that once a child goes through the process, Eileen, and is told you should have a pump, mm-hmm. I'm suggesting it's unacceptable that he's sitting now, 9 months later, and you can't provide him with one.
And my clear view is that it must be done safely. It must be done where there is specialist nursing support to have daily contact with that child in the first instance.
So
there is weekly medical reviews.
Yes.
And currently the Commissioner is working with us to see for Christopher and indeed for other children within the service.
How many children are waiting, Eileen?
We have currently 150 children within our diabetic paediatric service.
Waiting?
No, this is total numbers. There have been 9 children who have been newly diagnosed since January of this year. In all of 2011, there were 18 children newly diagnosed.
I'm not asking how many are diagnosed, Eileen.
The increase.
Yes, but it's a clear question. How many are waiting?
We currently have pumps for 40 children that we are really keen to get going, but we need to do that safely.
So there are 40 children waiting?
There are 40 pumps in the system where the Commissioner is working with us and we are hopeful that
these pumps that are in the system
will get the resource to do this safely.
These pumps, Eileen, these pumps that are in the system, do you mean they're sitting in a drawer or do you mean the child is able to use them?
The pumps are waiting to be issued to the children.
They're sitting in a cupboard.
Well, you know, Stephen, regardless of where they are, you cannot give pumps out to children.
Why have we spent £2.5 million buying these if you lot didn't have it organised that you could use them?
Right across the region, all of the trusts are working hard to implement that. Most of the trusts have more of a diabetic nursing resource than we currently have.
So you need more
have.
Nurses?
We need more nurses within the paediatric service in the Ulster Hospital.
Would it not have been better? I'm sorry if I'm taking this from a naive point of view, but would it not have been better to buy less pumps and spend the money that you would have saved buying more nurses so that the pumps that you do have could be used? I'm trying to work out in my head what on earth the point is, spending £2.5 million on pumps and then you can't use them.
I think, Stephen, you must understand that the pumps, insulin pumps, is only one part of a diabetic paediatric service. There are newly diagnosed children every week. There are children where nursing staff and medical staff are going out to schools to support teachers in terms of keeping those children attending school safely. So the insulin pumps are only one aspect of this service.
Is it acceptable, Eileen, for Christopher and his family who have come to the Nolan Show, is it acceptable for them to be waiting 9 months?
We find it unacceptable for all of our children.
No, I'm talking about Christopher now, because he's a human being.
Absolutely.
And he's an individual. So let's talk about him as an individual. Is it acceptable? 9 months, is that acceptable?
I'm also talking to other parents of children within the diabetic nursing service, and I see all of those as individuals, Stephen.
Is it acceptable, nine months?
And the doctors and nurses that work within the service, and Christopher's parents know those doctors and nurses very well, and we would all consider, including the minister, including the commissioner, that this is unacceptable.
Okay.
And we are all working hard.
So it's April the 25th. When's he getting his pump?
We will get that pump to Christopher and the other children as soon as we safely can.
Do you think?
And that is when we can get additional diabetic specialist nurses.
Can you guarantee
to support this process?
Can you guarantee it'll happen this year?
We are having very positive conversations with the commissioner, and the commissioner, there are scarce resources out there. There are a number of priorities, but we are very hopeful that the commissioner understands our position.
Will he have his pump by the summer?
We will be working very, very hard to see how quickly we can get the pump to Christopher and the other children within the service.
So no commitment?
Well, I have to say, Stephen,
no target, no commitment, no deadline.
This is about recruiting nursing staff. This is about recruiting specialist nursing staff.
Do you know what I don't understand, Eileen? If Tesco's are trying to sell a loaf of bread, they can make sure that they have someone on the till to sell it. You know, they can make sure on their bakery counter there's actually someone standing behind the counter, so that if you want a cream bun, it's handed to you. And within our health service, I fail to understand how there's a 15-year-old, and when I say to you, can you give him a guarantee that you'll get that pump this year, within the next 7 months, you're still not able to say yes.
I think, Stephen, you know that is not a fair analogy.
Why not?
Because the analogy between handing someone a cream bun and handing someone a piece of equipment that monitors and administers insulin, where you have to give daily contact and weekly medical review, are two completely different scenarios.
But is it funding?
It is funding. It's funding for specialist nursing.
So that's a question. It's a simple question to the health minister. Are you going to fund it or not? Or it's a simple question to the trust. Have they got the money or not?
As a trust, we are confident that given what we have, the resource that we have, that how we are managing the service is performing the second best within the region.
Try telling that to Christopher.
Well, I have total sympathy with Christopher, his parents.
So deliver for him.
Children.
Deliver for him. Give him a deadline now by which he will have his pump. Tell him. Promise him.
Need to do that in a safe way, Stephen. And the commissioner is supporting us in terms of working towards that.
Here's what we'll do on Christopher's behalf. Every single month on the Nolan Show, every single month, we'll announce whether Christopher's got his pump or not. And let's just see how many months we announce it. And Eileen, thank you for coming on today. Eileen McInerney, the Assistant Director for Acute Child Health at the Southeastern Trust.